Dr. Husband, what do you mean by the whole natural foods? What are they?
Well, we're a complex biological organism. Every person is listening in. You, I, a complex of tissues, cells. The body's made up of a complex system. It has bionutrients. It has enzymes. And you don't wake up in the morning. You wake yourself up in the morning. And so you feed this. And you have to feed it and stoke the engine of the body, metabolism, and you need whole foods. Whole food is an orange. We talked about vitamin C and Albert St. George and scurvy. Well, if you want vitamin C, eat the orange. If you want what's in the potassium in an apple or in a
banana,
you eat the apple. You don't extract it. And when you extract it, you're not having the natural coenzyme structures, the backup. It's like going a cop going into a building by himself. That analogy doesn't work. You want backup. It's the same thing with foods. You don't take single nutrients. You have backup enzymes that help your body use those foods.
These vitamins that they make and the supplements that they make, are they all synthetic?
Yes, most of them are. Some are extracted, but when you extract, you're making almost the mirror image. If you synthesize something in life, it's a complex. When you look in the mirror, you see the right side and left side of your body. The same thing with drugs. You have a right-handed drug and a left-handed drug. And most of the times when you synthesize a chemical or a drug, you're making the opposite structure of what exists in nature. You're not making the same structure. So if you make synthetic vitamin C or vitamin E, you're making the opposite mirror image, and you don't have the coenzyme structure that would normally be found in a food. If you extract substances from certain foods, then you can maybe bring along the coenzyme structure that helps your body make it bioavailable or metabolize it.
One of my doctors in Los Angeles every year wants me to go through what he calls the Berkeley blood test. And apparently it's a very efficient blood test that checks just about everything. And he's the kind of doctor, Marvin, who goes right by the numbers. You know, if the numbers are in line, he's happy. If they're out of whack, he wants to address it and fix it. And he told me a few months ago, he said, I want to increase your vitamin D. And he was a very big stickler on that. How come?
Well, vitamin D is probably the least understood and mismanaged vitamin in healthcare. And I say that without hesitation. I mean, I'm establishment medicine, immunologist, transplant surgeon for many years. Mm-hmm. We think inside a box. We forgot about vitamin D. And by the way, vitamin D is not a vitamin. It's a pro-hormone. And the reason it's a pro-hormone is that your body can synthesize vitamin D when you go in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And the definition of a vitamin is something that your body can't make, but you'll die without.
Wow.
So vitamin D is not a vitamin. It's misnamed. And by the way, the U.S. government's been underdosing people in the United States for the last 30 or 40 years. The American Academy of Pediatricians came out 2 years ago and said that a child who's age 5 or 6 should get 400 international units of vitamin D a day. For years, the RDA advised by the government was 40 international units.
Oh my.
The RDA advised for adults was 400. We think today you should have 2,000. And the Canadian government just came out with a statement that there's an economic devastation in healthcare in Canada. It came out about 3 weeks ago because of vitamin D deficiency. And they estimated that vitamin D deficiency is causing an economic collapse equal to $14.4 billion in the healthcare system in Canada. Because, you know, because of their northern latitude and less sunshine equivalent, they're vitamin D deficient.
Now, is vitamin D3 what we're talking about? What is that?
Vitamin D3 is produced by animals in the skin. Vitamin D2 is produced by plants and mushrooms. Vitamin D3 and D2 are considered equal because what happens is that this pro-hormone is then activated by your liver and your kidney. And so whether you have vitamin D3 produced in your skin or vitamin D2, which you take, say, by mouth, produced by plants or mushrooms, they're both converted into the active form. And you have receptors throughout your body for vitamin D. And the government, the NIH, has come out and said that most tissues in the body have receptors for vitamin D. So the importance of vitamin D cannot be underestimated.
Now, is that the vitamin you want, though, either D2 or 3, or is there something else?
Well, you want vitamin D active, if I'm answering your question correctly. So whether you sit in the sun, and the recommendation is to sit in the sun for 20 or 30 minutes, you'll make 10,000 international units of vitamin D3. Huh. That would then become activated. The other way is to take a whole food, like a mushroom, that has vitamin D inside of it, and you take enough to equal 10,000 international units. So you can get it both ways.
What are the best mushrooms to ingest?
Well, all mushrooms make vitamin D, but each one is different. Like, we're different. You can fingerprint mushrooms. So some mushrooms, if they're in the sunlight, will produce more vitamin D than others. We've made a discovery working at Pennsylvania State University with Dr. Robert Thielman in the Department of Food Science that if you take mushrooms or mushroom powders and you expose it to one spectrum of the UV light, 350 nanometers, you will exponentially magnify the amount of vitamin D. For example, 1 second of a mushroom called king oyster from Japan, you can increase vitamin D by 1,000% in 1 second.
That's huge.
I know. It's unbelievable. We think that that occurs because the mushroom is protecting itself. It's an immunologic reaction. The mushroom lives in the ground. It doesn't want to come out, but it has to come out to procreate, right? It has to throw its spores all over the place.
Right.
And then suddenly you have sunshine and the UV spectrum. So the logical conclusion is that the mushroom is producing massive amounts of vitamin D as an immune protector. And we see that in the human, too, because when you give vitamin D, your immune system functions better.
And, isn't it amazing how these plants are almost intelligent? I guess they are.
Yes, they are, for sure. They've been here a lot longer than we have.
Yeah, they know how to survive, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Swine flu, you talk about the possibilities that it could be a vitamin D deficiency.
I think this is not could be anymore. I think there's a lot of evidence about the role of vitamin D in your immune system. You know, we're exposed to viruses all the time. We're exposed to AIDS viruses all the time. Some of us get it and some of us don't. And why we don't get it is because our nutritional levels is higher than the people who do get infected with these viruses. Again, I come back to the Canadian government, so we're not talking about just a fly-by-night organization. Last January, when we were at the peak of the peak of the flu season, the Canadian government put out a directive to study vitamin D levels in people in Canada with swine flu. And we now find that those people who have lower levels of vitamin D have increased susceptibility to flu-like symptoms.
Why did the World Health Organization scare the heck out of everybody, calling this a pandemic, the swine flu, H1N1, and it basically fizzled out worldwide, thank God. But why did they do that?
Well, I used to call it the CNN flu. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I didn't take a flu shot this year.
I
feel the best I've ever felt. We did a study in 100, because all the things I'm going to tell you are data-driven. We don't just have hearsay. I mean, my name is an MD, and I want to tell the world that what we do with research, and we do whole food research. So we did a study in about approximately 100 people, an open clinical study in the United States, 50 women and 50 men, and none of them got the swine flu. We did it for a year, and very few of them got any flu, and in general, they felt better throughout the flu season. So we think that nutrition plays a very important role.